Here we're saying, Baruch and Hanukkah to everybody. As we're saying, we're going to have some certain shiurim on Inyan Hanukkah that are coming up. The first is going to be the Inyan of Hallow of Hanukkah. I have a whole packet made on Inyan of Hallow of Hanukkah. Where is Hilchos Hallow found in the Rambam? Well, was the halacha of Hallel for a Shana, for Pesach, so, you know, where is that found in the Rambam? Hilchos Hallel. Where, what? Where is Hilchos Hallel found in the Rambam? So there's no separate section, but where do you think it's mentioned? Hilchos what? What is the where would you think Hallel should be in the realm? What? Yeah, Hilchos Tefillah, right? If I was the Rambam, I would have put in was yeah. I say Hallel is part of davening. Hallel should be in Hilchos Tefillah, right? But it's in Hilchos Hanukkah. All of Hilchos Hallel, in other words, in general, is in Hilchos Hanukkah. So that's what they point out. The Rav always used to point out. They say that. So you see that because Hallel is Hanukkah is Yimei Hallel v'Hodah. That's intrinsic to Hallel. To Hanukkah is Hallel. So Hilchos Hallel is in Hilchos Hanukkah. Isn't that so fascinating that the Rambam put it in Hilchos Hanukkah? So we're going to have the whole shiur on that inyan. Are women chayev in Hallel on Hanukkah? So therefore, they should be. How about I howl on Sukkot? So they try even howl on Sukkot. I don't know. I'm asking. So those are coming attractions in that inyan of Hallel. First of all, what's the chiyuv of Hallel on Hanukkah, and are women chayev in Hallel on Hanukkah? Okay, but. Today, let's finish up this inyan of Zorah. So, we were working on the Yerushalmi that says of Yerokek L'Ruach, Yichai Mishum Zorah. And then we saw yesterday in the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger, which Ben Goldstein was mechaving to, that maybe it's only like Gidulei Karka. So therefore, in the case, what was the case in Rabbi Kiveger when someone was sending water into the wind? Could be there's no chiyuv there. Could be there's no chiyuv there. And the Rav Avadya Yosef also has a tshuva on page 11, Chacham Avadya. On page 11, it says Sheila, Haim mutar l'shtamesh b'Shabbos b'spray shel mitahir avir, some type of spray that cleanses the air, v'chein ba'buke bosem, or some type of like perfume type thing. That you spritz it on you, the way you spritz on the perfume is you press the thing and it spritzes out. Shal yidei lechitza bepkak, by putting your finger on the thing, mitpazer mehabosem umefitz reyach tov biyadayim or bifnim. Hashem yishpritzem mishum told us mlach zora, or maybe it's a violation of the mlach of zora. Asur b'Shabbos. So he goes through the Ramah, Yerushalmi, he quotes the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So he goes through all those different Makaros. It's interesting that he also quotes, if you look on the left column, that a bunch of Sfarish poskim had the Gersa of Zorek rather than Zora. If you look on the left side, the last word online is Yesh. See that on the left side on page 11? The last word on the line is Yesh. Yesh Misha Kosov, Sharokek Baruch, Peshabbos, Aruch, Mufazas, Aruch, Chayim, Shem Zorek, Lori Inu Misha Choshash Lakach, Misha Dover Sheinu Muskavim, Gan Endev Zrika Bakach. Hey, Kosov Maran Chida, Bebrike Yosef, Beshem Maran's Kano Agon Rabbi Avraham Azulai. So he says that all these had the lashon of Zorek, not Zora. But the whole thing is shver. The whole thing is shver. And so, in the end, he comes to Kula. That there's no problem. And Rabbi Harfenis, on page 13, discusses throwing snow on Shabbos with his Eruv. On page 13, Ma'u lizrok sheleg al chavero, kider tinoko samsachkim, miyacha shasheleg mitazer lavir baruch zoreu. So he's also mekel, yesh l'hokel b'zeh. And he quotes the Ramah from the Yerushalmi. And he discusses all types of discussions here about the Retrievus Rabbi Akiva Eiger he has and all these things. Then in the third column, he says, "V'chein achido, maybe m'shem marikash, d'orainu misha choshesh l'divrei haramah, k'im shein muskavin l'kach kosher k'im shein derech zriya b'kach." So he says many people weren't concerned about this Ramah. And as he says in the second column, "V'chein b'sei v'torah Shabbos, isig haramah, shein b'zei m'shem zora, shein yonu l'afri chokom ben apsolos." Because if it's not Mukav Mechitzas, then you're not allowed to throw the snow because of Hotzah, Dal Amos Rishus Harabim. So we're talking about that LP Din, it's enclosed. So it has the status of Rishus Hayachid. So now, the question is, it's not a question of carrying anymore, but maybe it's a question of Zora. When it falls down, that'll be the Hanukkah. It'll hit the guy and then ultimately it'll fall down. So, then he says on page 15 in the second column, okay, so you should say for Pachad Yitzchak. What's the say for Pachad Yitzchak? What is the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak? So the Pachad Yitzchak was an old Sefer, is an encyclopedia. An encyclopedic work. Right? Pachad Yitzchak. On the Zorah, Kosov Yishalmi, Darak Leruch Chai Mishim Zorah La Baruch HaRogil, so there ain't no psalus. Bak Ochel, Vigar Chil Baruch Talia. Baruch Ein Vizuzer, Gomai Milecha Nikra Balaz Saliva. Okay. Okay, I think we've exhausted this topic now, Rav Moshe. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what I want to do now. I'd like to do a couple of shiurim in Yom Hanukkah and then go on to Borer. Okay, now the advantage that we have this year, we have a Masechta Shabbos in front of us. Okay. Take a look. We'll do different parts of the sugya that are interesting that you'll. Take a look on Chaf Aleph on the base, page 42. It says, first word on the line is Shulchano. You see, first word in line is Shulchano, like three quarters of the way down. First word in line is Shulchano. Got it? Kador? Kador. Amar Rava. Sarg Nir Cheres Lishtamish La'ora. Rashi. Nerecheres lasos heker ledover. So what does that mean? In other words, you can't be mishtamish in the neres Hanukkah, so you need another ner. What? Huh? What do you say? Explain what you're saying. Yeah, the Shamus, what we call the Shamus, right? The Ike Medura Lotzarech, Rashi, the Ike Medura, Eish Lotzarech Nerecheret, Slavish Mishmash, or Hamedura. Eish Akeret, Nerechel Mitzvah. Or if you have in other words, in the room you have a medura, you have like a torch. So then you don't need any other nair because that's going to be the heker. Yadam choshev hu afgav dika medura tzarech nair acheres. But you have to make sure that no one feels that you're just lighting it because you need for your mundane purposes. Right? Okay. So you have to, it has to be nicker that you're not using it for your mundane purposes. So you light another nair so no one will think that you're using the menorah is not for the mitzvah. It has to be nicker that the menorah is for the mitzvah. So how do you do that? Maybe people will think that the menorah is for your own illumination. So what you do is you have another nair. If you have another nair, so it should be noticeable that this nair is not for the mitzvah. This is for the, in other words, this one will be for the mitzvah, and this is for the ishtamshus. Right? So in other words, the menorah is for the mitzvah, And this other candle is with the Hishtamshus. But if there's a Madura in the room, say there's a fireplace, you know, in the middle of the room, there's a Madura. So then, you don't have to light another. That is the Shams. Then it's Nikur that the Madura is for your mundane purposes, and the menorah is for the mitzvah. But what if there's an Adam Choshev who doesn't use Maduras? That's not Lafi Klodo to use a Madura. So Avgav Dig Madura, then still Tzorich Neracheres. Okay. Now, take a look on the next one, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Miyamin. Yeah? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. First one, you got it? First one on the line is Miyamin, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Otsur Lahatzos Mos Keneged Ner Chanukah. Because if you want to count your money, you can't count your money by the Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara continues, Kamisa made a Shmuel Amar Li V'chinei Kedusha Yeshba. I don't say, does the Ner have Kedusha? Why can't you? What's wrong with counting your money? Maskil Yosef V'chidam Kedusha Yeshba. Does the dam of a Chaya and an oath have Kedusha? The Tanya V'shachal V'chisa. It says when you shech the chaya and oath, you have to cover the blood, right? That's the din of kisui adam. But mesha shafach yichase. So the Gemara says, Rashi, but mesha shafach biyodo shafach bo below baragla. It's just like you shechted the animal with your hands. In other words, your hands were holding on to the knife, and you shechted the animal. So too, when you put the offer on the blood, you have to take it what? With your hands. Because what would be the natural way you would want to do it? Kick it with your feet. Right? So the question is, so what's wrong with kicking with your feet? There's no kedusha to the blood. So what's wrong with kicking to the feet? But Masha Shavachad, Shalom Yichasana Berega. Shalom Yum Mitzvahs B'Yuzalav. Hachanami Shalom Yum Mitzvahs B'Zuyasalav. So it's interesting. So here the Gemara says that the reason why you can't count money is because you shouldn't make mitzvahs bezuyas alav. Okay. So if you're going to count money, it's like a bezuyas, it's bezuy mitzvah. No, not only money. We'll see. So one Gemara we had over here on Chav Alamad Beis says that it has to be Nikr, which is the mitzvah and which is the for your own thing. And here we have a Gemara that says you can't use it for other things because it would be mitzvah b'zuyasavos. So let's take a look now in the Ran and the Rosh. First the Ran. In the back of the Gemara. So there's a famous Ran on Tesamud Beis. It's towards the bottom. You see the paragraph that says Amar Rav Kahana? The paragraph that begins Amar Rav Kahana on Tesamud Beis Vidape Harif? Yeah? So in the middle of that paragraph, the last three words on the line is Osir Lahartos Mos. See, Osir Lahartos Mos. Kineged Nechanika Limnos. Ukvakasavti Lamala. Whereas that's the question. Why does the Gemara give the example of money? So the Chiddush is that even money, that you're really not using it so much. In other words, you don't really need the light for money. It helps a little bit. So your usage of the candle is basically minimal. Because it's not like you're doing anything major with the candle. You just need a little light. In other words, the question is like this. On one hand, you could say maybe the reason why it said most is that maybe only something that's mundane is usher. But if it would be a dvar mitzvah, it would be mutter. So he's saying no, even a dvar mitzvah is usher. Even a dvar mitzvah is usher. Even a dvar mitzvah is usher. Right? So why did it say most? The Chiddush is even most, that is a minimal usage of the menorah, is also asr. But a mitzvah is also asr. Everything's asr. There's no chiluk between a mitzvah and a non-mitzvah. It's all asr. Oh. So we'll see. We'll see. Right. Right. So that's what the Ran writes. Well, for a kasavdil mal the rabusashmin, the field reads to most through tashmish kal, and the hoard in the field tashmish mitzvah nami also. So. Well, how would you say pshat? How would you say pshat? Right, so you have to... In other words, a light usage versus a... In other words, what you might have thought that the reason why it says most is because most is something really mundane. So maybe only mundane things are usher because that's the bizui. One second. But a mitzvah, I would think, is mutter. So it says there are no. A mitzvah is also usher. So why does it say what? Money. The chiddush is because you might have thought money is mutter. Because money is a light usage of the light, a minimal usage. Yeah, you don't really, you know, make the little bit, it's not like, you know, it's a minimal usage. So, no. I feel mitzvah is usher. Don't say that the reason why it says most is to teach me that most is usher was mundane, but a mitzvah is mutter. Not true. Even a mitzvah is usher. So why does it say most? It should have said a mitzvah, and then I would have known kal v'chomer most. If you say most, it's misleading, because I would think only most and a mitzvah is mutter. So the reason why most is, because I might have thought most is mutter, because it's a minimal usage. It's a tashmish kal. Now this run is really on the previous page, in Pesam and Aleph. So look on Testament Aleph with that area. Hilchas Chanukah, you see where the paragraph in the Ran, Hilchas Chanukah? Yeah? Also in the Samish Lora, Perish, Kol Tashmishin. So Ran says, all Tashmishin is also. Kafil tashmish mitzvah. The kaven shall they nes shenas be menorah tikdua asuk him menorah sheim shtamshim baklav.
You see, so what does he say, the Ran? What's the reason why all Tashmishin are Asa? How does the Ran explain it?
What?
Because they gave the menorah in your home the status of the menorah in the Mikdash. And just like in the menorah in the Mikdash, you're not allowed to use it. It's there, it's real Kedusha. So they gave it the status. This is a beautiful Ran. They gave the status of menorah in your home the same status like the menorah in the Mikdash. So just like the menorah in the Mikdash, you can't use. You can't use anything for anything because it's kaddish. So you can't use it for any purposes. The menorah and the mikdash, that would be meila, right? Would be maybe so. Well, that was exactly meila, but shmeks of meila. So too, the menorah in your house, the chachamim gave it the status of what? Of like the menorah and the mikdash, and therefore even tashmish the mitzvah is asur. Harav Schwechter. Oh, so Moreno Schwechter is asking on the, from the Gemara. Doesn't the Gemara say v'chiner kedusha isba? It's mashma that it's not a kadosh. Okay, so hold your question. It's a good question. Hold. Is that what you're going to ask him?
No, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, say. Right. Right. Okay. That sounds good. No, it's good. So let's see the Ran more. Because Moreno Schwechter, where's Moreno Schwechter? He's asking, well. Right, the Gemara says that certain shmanim you don't use on Shabbos, right? But you can use them on Chanukah because we're not afraid that when Chanukah falls on Shabbos, you can use it because we're not afraid. On Shabbos, we don't want you to use it because if it's not good, and we might come to rely on it on Shabbos. But on Chanukah, we're not afraid because since you're not going to come to rely on it because you're not allowed to use it anyway. You're not allowed to use it anyway. So since you're not allowed to use it anyway, so there's no Yetzer Hara that's going to try to get you to rely on it. So on Shabbos Chanukah, you could use even the bad Shmanim. But the question is, if you're allowed to use it for mitzvah, then you would have a yetzer hara to reignite it. So you see that it must be that it's totally asur to use for anything, and therefore on Shabbos Chanukah, we're not afraid that you're going to want to relight it for use because you're not allowed to use it anyway. Because. In other words, so an example of mitzvah would be like Suda Shabbos. Say what you want to do is, you want to have Suda Shabbos in a certain room. Now, they didn't have electricity like we have today. So someone has a great idea. You know what we'll do? We'll light the Neirot Chanukah in that room. We'll light the Neirot Chanukah in that room. Right? And then we'll eat the meal there. We're getting Hanoah, but it's welcome mitzvah. So the Ran says, so the halacha is that you're not allowed to even do that. Because even Mokum Mitzvah ain't Mishtamshim Le'ora. Now, Levadai Kedamaran, what I said was true.
Hadom Arab L'Kamon Osu L'Hatzos Mo'os K'negin Ne'e Chanukah L'Av L'Mei M'Dedav V'Tashmish L'Rishus Osu V'Tashmish L'Mitzvah Shari.
Whereas don't say that only tashmish the rishus is also, but tashmish is mutter. El lo ma'afil reaching ma'al shul tashmish ka also. That's what we saw before. Tach buch v'yishalom michinir in divrei Rambam. Perek dal hilchos megil v'chanukah. V'zeh shelo ki divrei haraz halevi zal. Who's the Raz Halevi? Salamor, or Zrachya Halevi.
You ever hear a kid today named Zrachya? It's a nice name. Zrachya. I don't hear so much Zah. No? You don't think it's Zrachya? Like Zrachya.
So the Balamor is going to disagree. So we'll have to see what the Baal HaMor says in a second.
The Baal HaMor is like one of the most fascinating we've shown him in the world. Like everything is like happy with the Baal HaMor. Happy.
Well, let's continue in the run. Im tomer hamrinon davun dekul odam klomen because of shalom chisam darshin b'mas shalom yichase shalom yichasen beregel kedei shalom yimitzvus bezuis halav yaltina shalom mustabim no sukkah shalom mustabim keneg nechanukum mishim bezuim mitzvah.
Whose question was this? Was this Rav Shwachta's question? That Gemara says the answer is because bezuim mitzvah. Gemara puts it together with taking your foot and getting the dam covered up. It's a bizui mitzvah, but if it's a mitzvah, if you're using it for a mitzvah, it's not bizui mitzvah. So how can you say that even for mitzvah purposes, also l'shtamesh la'ora, but the Gemara says the issur of l'shtamesh la'ora is because of bizui mitzvah. So don't you see from here that it's not bizui mitzvah? Because l'chora, using it for a mitzvah purpose wouldn't be bizui mitzvah. And by the fact that we say that the question is, on one hand, the Ran said he can't even use the Tzorach Mitzvah. On the other hand, he has some kasha on himself, but the Gemara says that the Isser is because of Bizu Mitzvah. If it's a Bizu Mitzvah, then B'mokum Mitzvah should be Mutter.
The Afil Tashmish Mitzvah can mean, my Bizu Mitzvah Ika. That means in the Gemara, the Rav, the Oma, the Magnikim, the Nair, in time of Mishu Bizu Mitzvah, the Echad, the Oma, the Mavi, the Shra, the Mami, the Elai, the Kinsh, the Shari. Gave the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Mavi.
So he answers that Atam Moshamino Mahalik Minel Emisham to provide Chad Mitzvah. Kolom Mitzvah Nechanical, Mimbino in a bottle. Avashar Mitzvah's Nira Kimavat Luzuzu. He says that it's called Bizui Mitzvah. In other words, because when you're using one mitzvah to do another mitzvah, that's called bizui mitzvah. Whereas it's not only bizui mitzvah when you're reading Sports Illustrated by the Neiros Chanukah. Even if you're reading Shuvas Rebbe Kiv Eger by the Neiros Chanukah, that's also bizui mitzvah. Even the new printing. Right? Because in other words, there's a concept, every mitzvah needs its own space. So if you're cramping it and you're using, doing with one mitzvah, you're doing another mitzvah, so that's a bezuik to that mitzvah. So memelas, Shrekta, yeah. That was your question, Shrekta. So but that's the Ran Shita. That's the Ran Shita, that all, everything is usher. Usher l'shtamish l'ora means what? Even what? Even for your mitzvah purposes. The Gemara says this is bizui mitzvah. That's the bizui mitzvah. To use the Hanukkah thing for another mitzvah, you're not giving it its proper attention, so to speak. You're not giving it its proper attention. So that's called bizui mitzvah. That's the Ran Shita. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's the idea. Cave into other b'chad mitzvah, you do another mitzvah. But here, the shas that the mitzvah is being done, you're using it for Tshuvas Rebbe Kiv Eger. Or for Mishnah to read Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. Or to read the Matnas Chaim on Mordim.
so let's see what the Baal HaMor says. You ready for the Baal HaMor? I'm telling you, the Baal HaMor is the most exciting thing you'll have in life. Baal HaMor. One of the most exciting things is Baal HaMor. Tosfos Re is also exciting, but there's something about Baal HaMor, you know? I mean, he wrote it when, how old was he, 17? Shana Aleph, even maybe before Shana Aleph. He was a senior in high school. Senior Flapperson, he already wrote it. Okay. The man Domer also the Samish Lorach Shal Chanukah. Kol Tashmish Mashma Fil Tashmish Mitzvah. Tashmish Kedusha Mishim the Chasav came in Shem Zechel and Eos of Hashem Shal Hechel Asur Seim Benol Kol Iker. A few will likro be Sefer. Even to have to read from a Sefer. A few will sue the Shabbos will sue the Mitzvah. Awesome. But I thought the Ran said the Baal HaMor is going to argue, right? No, he says like this. You see, there we've been equating the opinion that says that also l'shtamish la'ora and the opinion that says also l'hartzos mos are the same, right? That's what we thought, and therefore, right? The Ran said they're one and the same opinion, and therefore everything's also. But the Baal HaMor is saying, no, they're two separate opinions. There's one opinion that says, Osro l'shtamish l'ora. That opinion says everything. But the opinion that says, Osro l'hartzos mos, is what? Only mos. Because it's a bizui. In other words, the Baal HaMor also subscribes to this idea, but not according to the opinion of mos. In other words, the opinion that said mos, he meant dafka mos. But a sefer would be mutter. Whereas the Ran says, the opinion that says, Osro for mos, we'll say Moses and Huadin. Safe, sir. But this is a fascinating idea that that they made the menorah like the menorah in your house, like the menorah in the mikdash, and therefore there's no heter. So that's only according to the Baal HaMor, only according to the opinion of also v'shtamesh la'orah. But according to the opinion that what? Hearts is Moses, it's only Moses. See you inside. Amanda Omer, third line. Also, the hearts is Moses. Kenegan near Shulchanaka. Tapkar sells Moses, Kiyotzi Boshi, Tashmish Rishus, Shachol. That's totally mundane. It's a perish time, Mishim Bizu Mitzvah. Tashmish Misha Mitzvah, Tashmish Kedusha, Mutal Ishtamish Laura. Oh, 1 second. Slowly. So the Gemara says also l'shtamish u'shmul d'vatam olav chine kedusha yesh bo lo sfirle d'izba svach kedusha. In other words, this is Moreno Schwachter's point. That one here was saying it has kedusha because it's like the menorah. Then the Gemara asks the question v'chine kedusha bo yesh bo. So the Baal HaMor says, you know, those are two separate opinions in the Gemara. Because according to the Ran, there's only one opinion in the Gemara. That you can't be mishtamish, and it's the same opinion that you can't be maratzeh mos. It's all the same. And everything's usher. According to the Baal HaMor, it's two separate opinions. One opinion says, also mishtamish la'ora in Ganti. And then there's another opinion that says what? That also l'hatzos mos. So Gemara asks the question, but what's wrong? Chiner kedusha yeshba. So Gemara says, you're right, Ner doesn't have kedusha. And it's only l'hatzos mos because that's a bizui. Lo mishum iser hanod v'shtamish la'orah, v'lo hava ka'agav de bizui mitzvah l'dayte. V'lo v'dami lo l'chisei adam b'regel, k'n adami l'rav Yosef, adam v'shtamish b'gufu shaner. V'shchasei adam b'regel. Menolon de Isle Shmuel Hachim, the difficulty of Rabbi Shmuel, but Madlikim in the air, Alma Lashar Shmuel, Omin El Air, Lonsi Ravavi, and Mansa Shane, Shar Shmuel, Stamish Beguf and Air, Bedova Harshus. So it was Repaskin, the Balamor says that it's only Maos is also. For other things, is Mutter. Whereas the Ran held not that way. So the Baal HaMor is basically saying there are three opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says mutter l'shtamish l'ora, that it's totally mutter. The other, what? In the Gemara, there's an opinion. We'll see it. There's an opinion in the Gemara mutter l'shtamish l'ora. Then there's an opinion says osur l'shtamish l'ora. That's the opposite extreme. That everything is osur, even mitzvah. And then the middle opinion is what? That only what? Only Moses is also only mundane, but shall mitzvah is mutter. That's the Baal HaMor Shita. There are three opinions of the Gemara. Whereas the Ran holds there are only two opinions of the Gemara. The opinion that says mutter l'shtamish. So the opinion that says mutter means mutter l'gamri. And the opinion says osur means osur l'gamri. There's no middle opinion, no centrist view here. Oh, so the question is like this. At the end of the Baal HaMor, the Baal HaMor asked the question. So the question is like this. So what do you need? So Rava was Mechadesh, and we need a Shams. Right? You need another Ner for Heker. So the question is like this. If you hold also l'shtamesh, so I understand, but if he holds mutzal l'shtamesh, so what do you need a Shamus for? So if you hold mutzal l'shtamesh, that means everything is mutter. Right. Oh, so that's what he says. In other words, even if you're going to say that it's mutzal l'shtamesh la'ora, you still want, no one should think that it still has to be nikkur that it's tzorach mitzvah. If it's not nikkur that it's tzorach mitzvah, then it's no good. So everyone agrees you need the shams. You have the Mishnah Berurah Chayos Vav here? Who is the Mishnah Berurah Chayos Vav here? Yeah, where is it? Okay, sorry. Okay, so this is a fundamental machlokas between the Ran and the Baal HaMor, and what is the gedder of the Isser Hanoah from the Neir Chanukah? How do we say Ein Lanu Rishus Mishtamish Bahem Elo L'Rotzim Bilvad? So what does that sound like? The Ran of the Baal HaMor. No. I think you're going too far. Moreno Levit Shlita. What would you say? Elon Rishus L'shtamish Behem El Rosa Bobad sounds like what? Iran. That it's totally. That what? That it's totally. Right. Because it's saying all El Rosa Bobad means to look at them. Barosim just means to look at the neighbors. So if it would be that Tzorach Mitzvah is Mutter, then it's not all over Rosh from Vilvad. It's Ella L'shtamish L'dvar Mitzvah Vilvad. But the Rosh from Vilvad means that there's no use he could have out of the neighbors other than what? 1 second. Ella what? Right, but obviously when we're saying in the Neir Salolo, Eilon Rishus L'Shtamish Behem, we're working with the opinion that also L'Shtamish Behem. So according to the Baal HaMor, also L'Shtamish, according to the Baal HaMor, just means...
No,
Right. In other words, you're saying it could work with both shittas. Because, okay, according to the Ran, Nosu L'shtamesh means totally, and then only two shittas. According to the Baal HaMor, Nosu L'shtamesh is also totally, it's just another, yeah, right. Right, so it works according to both. Because everyone agrees the opinion of Nosu L'shtamesh is even L'dvar Mitzvah. Even with Dvar Mitzvah. Now, well, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, Shulchan Aruch, Top Reish Ayin Gimel. So, I'm sorry, you'll look it up on yourself. I'm sorry we don't have in front of you necessarily. Pisha Osir L'shtamish B'nei Chanukah B'nei Shabbos B'nei Mechol Fil Livdok Mos Olam Nosem L'Or Osir Fafil Tashmish Shal Kedusha. So the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch says everything's awesome. Yesh mishematya b'tashmi shol kedusha. Stam and yesh omrim. So what does that mean? Also the stamish. And then the Mishnah Brura but the Mishnah Brura points out that if you're not Mishamish, then you know you, as we said, you could look at them, that's not a problem. That's what we say, Elo L'Rosa Mubad. And what if, like, you had the halakhas neiros in the shul, and the light was out? You want to daven ma'ariv. So that's awesome. It's only if it was already lit for half an hour, so then it's already, the zman hamitzvah is over. And the zman hamitzvah is over. No. This is even if you have a Shabbos. Now the Taz, the Bir Halacha quotes the Taz that even the opinion that says that Tashmish al Kedusha is Mutter, that's only Derech Haroi. Whereas if you have to look up something, there's a certain Shver Rambam, you want to just check what the Lashon was. So you take it, you take the Rambam off the shelf and you take it to the nearest Chanuk and you look at it. But say you might as well have a Seder there. You want to have a Chavrusa by the nearest Chanuk for 3 hours. Then that the Taz says that's us. You mean he's saying the? You're right. Once the first half an hour was over, the car would be mutter. But he's saying even so, the guy wanted to have it within the first half hour. That's what he writes. You were mechavin to the Chofetz Chaim. Because the Chofetz Chaim says that maybe that's only the first half hour. But after the first half hour,
even derech kevez mutter. Well, I can't even think of it. Mos. Okay, Mos also. I don't know. Right. Now, there's another machlokes here in the Gemara that's related to this shaila. If you look at Chav Beis Amud Aleph, so summing up in terms of summation, there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and whether it's mutter tashmishel mitzvah, the first day it says also, and there's a yesh mishamater. Right, except Rav Shechter is into, you know, having the light down. Only lighting when the lights are out. Others are not marked on that. Yeah. Because there's a Masechus Sofrim that says that Neiros Chanukah is supposed to be when you have Hanah from, not potential Hanah. In other words, you're not allowed to get Hanah, but it has to be that the light is doing something. Right. So if the lights are on and you're lighting the Neiros Chanukah, so then it's not doing anything. Right, in other words, okay, so now, yeah, so that's what you think of those things? Yeah. Right. So as far as that be mutter. Right, that's the other chumra. Maybe Rav Shechter says you should shut the lights and then have the bracha go on the lights also. In other words, shut the lights, then turn it on, and then light that. So then, I mean, you made the bracha on the electric also. Yeah, that's why he would hold the, I think, not the lights there at Shabbos, just the day before with Yontif. So then there's no way you can turn it off. Yeah, he really holds for it, yeah.
Yisrael is, yeah. No, people aren't so makpid to turn off the lights when there's Hanukkah. What's the lashon? You want to see the lashon of the Masechet Sofim? Avodah Zarah.
Maybe it's because of Tumul there, no?
Near Hanukkah, here we go. Okay, it says like this. Ein mevorchim al han. This is, you want to look it up, please. Perek 20, Perek Esrin, Halacha Dalad. Okay. Ein mevorchim al haner ad sheye oso laoro. What do you think of that? Yeah, also means to get Hanah. Until you get Hanah, in other words, because it says Mitzvah Halacha is at night, right? Yiviku b'yom, ain ne'otzim menu, ain mevarkim alav. But you can't light it in the daytime because you're not getting there's no potential Hanah. Pretty chomer. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you say, Minhag Yisrael? So it's dark. Right. The Shkia is already dark. Right. I'm saying, is there more light in this room now than when the Shkia in Eretz Yisrael? Okay. Yeah. It's about Neres Chanukah he's talking about. And Perek Chof Halacha Dalad. Here. Mitzvos HaLakoso Mishkiya Sachana Asher Yech Laregel Merashuk Chofa Vishen Raya Dov Zech Ladover Leimish Omer Honon Yomam Im Yigliku Bayom Ein Nayosim Mimenu Ein Mevorchim Alav Shekach Omer Ein Mevorchim Al Haner Ad Sheye Osu La'oro. No, because it's still and Shkia and itself still it's not bright anymore. It's darkish, right? So nothing. It's dark. It doesn't have to be pitch dark. So what do you say, Rosa? Yeah. So what's the hatzdakas haminag that people? Right, so what's the other side? if you hold, let's just say, no, it wasn't. What's the reason why? Actually, osu la'ora. L'chor makes no sense. On one hand, we're saying in osu l'shtamish b'hem. So why should it be?
You need the potential for the.
Right. Because in other words, it's not considered an ish, right, unless.
The chush is that you have in a dark room, you're getting challenged. Okay. You're watching how to, you know, you see how to go. You see the other lights, and you see something with the other lights, you usually see something.
Right, so Zalmi is saying if it's an issue of l'shtamish, it would be better that the lights be. That's not a. Because then say light in the daytime. Well, you know, the first thing, the reason why we don't light in the daytime is because Achi Osu Loro. In daytime, outdoors, that would be the best. I wouldn't be m'shtamish in a second. I have the sun. So it would be at the halacha is. Achioso, so that implies that
the outside you can see the house is dark outside.
It's snicker outside, but we the Iker Hadlaka we do today is for inside. So do you have a limus?
You can always see the lights
are on. Right. But yeah, I could see. In other words, if you light a candle and it's and the lights are on here in the room, I could still see that it's a candle. But apparently the Masechet Sofim is saying, well, that's not considered al pidin an or because it's not doing anything. The or has to have, it's giving light. Now, whether you're allowed to use that light or not, that's a separate issue. Those are the different opinions in the Gemara. But at least it has to be able to give light. That's what Rav Sheffer is very, very master in this. Very master. So what's the limus chus? Or like when people do hadlak in the shul. So the shul, usually the lights are on, right? Right? Well, yeah, but we're still making a bracha on it. If it's not Ner Chanukah,
yeah,
if it didn't have a din of Ner Chanukah, then we wouldn't make a. What? Yeah, so Rav Sheffer thinks. I think so. Right. I think someone was once giving a shiur in Brooklyn, and they were quoting Rav Shechter, but not by name. But the only one in the world who speaks about this is Rav Shechter, so it must have been him. And the way the guy was saying it over is that, you know, he would even say if you lit it, I don't know. You have to ask him again. So, no, that if you lit with lights on. Then so you should light again with a bracha. I mean, that's a very. The light said we don't do these things. I mean, I don't know. So what's talking the limus chus? What? Right. So Kali Yisrael is not choshish for this. No. Right. The question is, can we fit this in? In other words, you're saying in a Hanami, we're going against Masechet Sofrim. So we don't.
We need a disconnect.
We already go
against Shachanara.
Yeah, Masechet Sofrim is much earlier.
be wearing the same shoulder as me.
No, the drink is helpless. You're the man who tries to help people out. They do. You've been by Rebbe, you've been by the Amshinover?
Yeah,
Lapur is by the Amshinover. Who? Yeah, Lapur is by the Amshinover. For Neir's Hanukkah. Yeah. That goes on for a long
time. Yeah.
And with the.
Well, the Cedar Gum.
Which was Cedar? Yeah? Yeah. You've been there?
I have pictures of it. I have a poster.
His own Hadlaka?
Yeah, the
So right. Right, so you said to him, it's a Bracha Latola? He does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have
a picture
of
Rabbi Yashiv that
was the beginning.
Yeah. So that's outside. Yeah, so that was outside.
Indoors.
Yeah? Where did you see a picture? Do you have a picture? Really?
It looks like a window sill.
Unless you say the Masechta Sotah is just saying, why do we light in, at night and not in the day? Because Hachi Osu. That was just to Kovea the Zman. That it should be in the night and not in the day. But once they Kovea, so you're lighting at night. So do we say that when you light indoors at night with the lights on, that's the same thing as lighting in the daytime or not? Right, so don't say.
So what I'm saying is that for everyone else to see the menorah.
Right, I know.
They need to see it at night. At night they can see it, and the daytime will be able to.
It won't be
clear.
They can still see it.
That's right. When you put it in the window.
But in the daytime?
In the daytime, there's light anyways.
He's saying the Masechta Sofrim is talking about Meikar Din with the lighting for the outside people.
It's for Pesumei Nisha, to make a hecker.
But if we light in the day, the people outside.
Light,
no, would you see it? Could you see it?
Yeah. If you look for a candle,
that
would. Yeah, what would you do if you
put a day? I don't think anyone necessarily is going to notice it walking by. But at night, even if all the lights are in here, they're going to see the candle in the window.
I agree.
Oh, but in the daytime, not.
Unless you're looking at the window.
But if you're walking on the street, light is from the windows in people's houses, and they're walking the street.
So at night, and maybe you're saying that, but if you're inside and you're lighting to inside, so then you can always see it. Right, I'm saying, so you're saying that maybe. So maybe this the whole din of Masechta Sotah doesn't apply to that because we're lighting primarily inside for the inside.
Right.
So then for sure you can see it.
Right.
So you're not going to see from outside inside or even outside. But could you see outside? If you light it outside during the day, say we would light it outside in a fish.
You're going to see the menorah, but you won't be able to see the fire so well.
You can't see a fire outside?
Yeah, if it's outside, you're not going to notice the flame that well during the day.
Do you see? I want you guys to look it up. Perek Kaf Halacha Dal. You see it? Ein Mevarchem Al Haner Atchi Osu La'Oro. You see it? Guys? I'm sorry, I didn't see it. See it? That's the Lashon. Perek Kaf Halacha Dal. Masechta Sofrim is in the back of Masechta Avodah Zarah. So Baruch, you're saying a good svara. You're saying, so you're saying a good svara.
I think it works even outside.
Like, if you light outside, yeah.
Like, for example, let's say we're walking on the street, and we're talking.
Yeah.
If there's a candle on the ground, and I'm looking at Simon,
yeah.
I'm not necessarily going to notice the candle during the day. There's a lot of light.
Right.
At night, if we're standing on the street, and there's a candle 10 feet off from the ground, the glow is going to attract my attention.
Oh, but and then indoors, you'll why? But indoors, you'll always see it, even if the light is on.
No, you won't. But indoors doesn't matter because in Tzefel Sofer wasn't talking about indoors.
No, but I'm saying now let's talk about Bezman Hazeh that we're lighting indoors.
Oh.
So say you light indoors with the light on, you can still notice the candles. Could you?
I don't know. Let's get a candle.
If I put a candle now on this table, you're going to see, and the light is, you're going to see that it looks lit. No? I don't think you need to be a rocket scientist to know that.
But I'm saying, if you're not looking at it, you're not going to see it unless the glow is entrapping you.
But what is that? We're trying to be Melamed Zchus that people don't shut the lights. What? What do you say? So you're thinking about this, Mr. Tzoka? Don't think it's? No, it's actually Usul Oro. Well? If you have a torch in the house, yeah. Yeah, but that's talking about that basically the house is dark. The torch, if you have a dark room and put a torch, the room is still basically dark. So you light some more candles, it's still going to be... You need a shamus and heker. But the fact that there's a torch is not the same as having the lights open today. So I don't know. I don't know. Many of you not like this, but how does it work with Mustafa Sofram? Unless you say, like Baruch is saying, that Mustafa Sofram is talking about the lighting outdoors for the outdoor people, and that's not going to be noticeable. Today we light indoors for the indoor people, so that's always, it'll always be noticeable. Yeah, okay, but I want you guys to think about it. Ask around. Okay? Okay, Rose. So basically, to review what we did today, we did the Machlokas, the Ran, and the Balamor. What does it mean, also the Shtamish La'ora? Does that mean only Tashmish Shel Bizui? But Shel Mitzvah is. Well, everyone agrees also the Shtamish La'ora. In other words, is there opinion that says that everything is also, or only Tashmish Shel Gnai, but Tashmish Shel Rishus is Mutter? So those are different opinions. The Balamor says there are three opinions in the Gemara. The Ran says only two opinions. Also the Shtamish means Lagamri. And also, lahatzos means even for mitzvahs also. And the Balamor says there are three opinions. That opinion of also lahatzos mos is only mos, but mitzvah will be mutter. The other opinion says also shamish ora means everything. And what's the, and the opinions that say that everything is also because they made it like the menorah in the mikdash. And they gave it that kashivas. Ah, the Gemara says v'chiner kedusha yeshpa. That's according to the opinion that says that not everything is also. Okay, who's Gemara this? Rabbi Zayudav Mincha, Alanisim, don't forget Alanisim. Talumata, Alanisim, Tashiva Rochamir Agashim.